What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to episode number 5. And today we're going to be digging into habits. This is like one of my favorite topics in the universe, because I feel like this is the one thing that can take any very ordinary person and help them create an extraordinary life. Taking a quick TV time out to make sure that you guys know that I have some free goodies for you. So as a listener, I just want to show my appreciation and thank you so much for showing up weekly to hear from the guests that we have, to take just all of these nuggets away and apply them into your life. I want to celebrate you. And in order to do that, I also want to make sure that you're getting value that is relevant to where you're at in your life. So in order to get the freebies, go to micahfolsomfit.com/DYC for Do Your Crap, micahfolsomfit.com/DYC. And you can put in your email there and get access to the goodies. You will get a 50% off promo code to any of my mini workshops. And you will also get a freebie depending on what you want, whether you're a mom that wants to experience more joy in life, that needs help on her health journey, wants tips and nuggets and value and motivation, whether you're a business owner that's trying to work through some mindset stuff and feel confident in what you have and how you want to serve, or whether you're in the network marketing space and you really want to gain confidence around recruiting, around onboarding, around mentoring your team, I have a free goodie for you. So make sure you go to that link, grab it. And that will also get you access to my weekly emails where I send inspiration, motivation, nuggets, value, things that I'm learning, things that I'm teaching. And I just want to be that voice in your back pocket that on the weeks that are hard, on the weeks that you're just not feeling it, maybe that email pops through and you go, okay, thanks, Micah. I got this. Thanks for the reminder. That is what my weekly emails are for, because we all need that positive voice that we should carry around with us everywhere. So go get on the list, go grab your freebie, and let's get back to the show. That is why on my podcast name, it says Do Your Crap, the unsexy habits that will help you build a legendary life. That is what I've seen happen in my life. And that is what I know can happen for anyone. And that's the power behind these unsexy things that so many people kind of run away from, because they aren't flashy, they aren't extravagant. And lots of times they're really easy to overlook. So why do I feel like habits are important? First of all, I feel like whether you think you do or not, everybody has them, good and bad, every single day. Most of the time we're operating on autopilot as human beings. And if we really think about it, as you go about your day, think about how you put on your pants. Generally, you put one leg in and then the other, and it is the same leg that you lead with every single time. Try to do it the opposite way and it feels completely awkward. How do you drive to work? Generally, it's the same route every single day and you aren't thinking about it. You're not having to think when to turn, when to go left, when to go right, when to go straight. It's just autopilot. You just do it. If you go a different way, it feels awkward. It feels weird. That's just how we are. Think about how you shower. Like, I didn't understand the power of habits until I really started to learn and study and research. And then it got me very aware of the choices that I was making every single day. And not only the choices, but the actions that I was taking without ever thinking twice about it. I shower literally the same way every single time. I wash my hair a certain way. I do my conditioner a certain way. I spit at a certain time in the shower every single time. I shave my legs a certain way every single time. Like how we do things throughout our day, you guys, is the same for the most part. So that gives us so much room to shift our habits so that we are autopiloting in the right direction towards our goals and dreams. Now, yes, there's going to be certain things like taking a shower and driving to work, and those things aren't going to change your life if you shift them. But what about the things that will absolutely change your life if you shift them? What about the way that you spend your empty space? What about the way that you wake up, the morning hours, your morning routine, your bedtime routine, the way that you show up and work? The process that goes into the actual moments that can literally take your life a completely different direction towards everything that you want versus staying complacent and sitting and driving you away from your goals. So that's what I really want to dig into, because no matter what, habits are driving your life, the good and the bad. And so if we can really get clear on, one, just raising our awareness around how our habits are dictating our choices, and two, how we can shift the things that we want to happen and make them easier to create change and make it easier and effortless to move towards your goals and dreams versus always feeling friction and always relying on motivation and always relying on feeling like making those choices rather than just literally it becoming who you are. So I want to read you guys something first because I'm doing some work. I'm going through this program. It's called Thinking Into Results, and it's a Bob Proctor program, and it is literally changing my world. And I was reading something this morning, and I'm like, oh, well, this is perfect because I was already planning on talking about habits anyways. And it says, the common denominator of success, the secret of success of every person who has ever been successful lies in the fact that they formed the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. Let me read that again. They formed the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. Now, I personally don't love the word failure because I don't really think you can fail, right? You're always learning, you're growing, you're just, that's just part of the journey. But in this idea, in this, what he's sharing is that the people who haven't reached the success that they want, it's simply because they haven't formed the habits that it takes to reach the success they want. Successful people form the habits. Unsuccessful people fail to form the habits that it takes. And to me, that's super empowering because like I was saying, habits are like the unsexy superpower that we all can have in our corner. We can all keep those in our back pocket to leverage in life because they literally will take you to the next level when you can course correct and when you can make sure that your habits are in alignment with the direction of your goals. So what I want you guys to think about today, there's three things. When you're thinking about creating change and creating new habits, three things. I'm reading this book called The Tiny Habits right now. It is so dang good. I would run out and get it like ASAP. It basically breaks down the entire process behind habits and why it's so powerful. And he talks about there's three things. Anchor, there's an anchor moment, there's a tiny behavior, and there's an instant celebration. So as you're sitting here and you're like, okay, well, there's all these things that I'd love to change, but there's all these things that I've also failed at, right? Like let's think about exercise. Maybe you're someone who's like, well, I'd really love to exercise every day. I'd really love to drop a few pounds, feel better, feel more energized, feel more confident in my skin. But if my past is any representation of what's going to happen if I try this again, I'm going to start and I'm going to stop and I'm going to quit and I'm going to give up. And it's just like this cycle. I was in that cycle, you guys. I was in that cycle with my health of going all in for a certain phase. And then I would lose motivation. I would kind of reach my goal. I would get comfy and complacent. And then I would slowly start to spiral. And I would revert back to all of my old ways because that was where my safe zone was. Those were where my real habits were. I never did it long enough to build and create and nurture new habits. I only would do it long enough to see some results and then I would quit and I would give up. And so by doing these three things, anchor moment, doing a tiny behavior and having an instant celebration, this is how you can really hone in on creating change in your life. So a couple examples in this book, The Tiny Habits, he gives this example of flossing your teeth, right? How many of us struggle flossing our teeth every single night, even though we know it's a good habit, even though our dentist tells us to do it every single time, even though lots of us still struggle to do it. So what he did was, one, his anchor moment was brushing his teeth. Obviously, after I brush my teeth, I will floss my teeth. But the tiny habit, this is the number two, instead of brushing and then requiring himself to floss all of his teeth, he decided that his tiny habit would be to floss one tooth. And if he flossed one tooth, then he would smile in the mirror. That was his instant celebration. He would smile in the mirror and he would be successful. And he would feel that sense of gratification from doing the thing that he told himself he was going to do. And what happens is you commit to this tiny habit. First, it's one tooth. On the busy nights, maybe it's still one tooth, but some nights he would floss all of his teeth. And then some nights he would just floss one, but he still felt successful because he did the thing he told himself that he would do. And over time, as you commit to these tiny behaviors, you will naturally start to nurture those behaviors, and flossing all of your teeth will soon become your norm. And that's when it's wired and it's literally ingrained in what you do and who you are. And it's just, it takes out that friction of, gosh, I need a brush and then I need to floss, but I don't really feel like it. I don't have time. It's just part of the process, just like brushing your teeth is, right? Another example, maybe you want to drink more water. So you want to drink 100 ounces of water every single day. And if you're anything like me, that's a struggle. Water has always been something that I struggle with. I don't know why. I'm like, I swear I could go all day and not drink water and I'd be fine. It's the weirdest thing. So I have to be very mindful of it. So if what that looks like in creating a habit would be, okay, I want to drink 100 ounces of water every single day. My anchor moment is going to be every single time I eat, because girlfriend knows how to eat and I will make time to eat regardless. So since I'm already doing that anyways, my tiny behavior will be to just drink a sip of water before anything ever goes in my mouth. So before any meal or any snack or anything, I drink a sip of water, and my celebration will be like saying, I am awesome, whatever, like saying a positive affirmation. I'm awesome. I feel so good when I drink water. What happens is over time, you're not just going to take one sip of water. You're going to then start to like chug a little bit. Then you're going to kind of drink a little bit more. And maybe as you're preparing a meal, you just are sipping on your water more and more. So you get more in. So over time, that just becomes your norm, drinking the water before you eat the food. And that's going to allow you to get in your 100 ounces of water and make it an easier, less painful process versus like, oh shoot, every single day I need to drink 100 ounces of water. How am I going to get it in? You build these tiny habits. One more example, getting in more veggies is a lot of people's struggle. So one, your anchor would be every single meal, I'm going to get in a veggie, right? So every single time I eat, that would be your anchor. Your tiny behavior would be one bite of a veggie. And then your celebration would be saying something positive. I feel so good when I eat veggies. Same thing. If you can commit to the one bite of veggies every single time you eat, you are then going to more and more have more bites, get in more veggies, feel better, right? And the thing that you guys need to remember is just really simplifying the process. Another thing, I mean, this one's really easy. Think about personal development. You guys are listening to this podcast. You obviously care about positive, uplifting, encouraging things to grow your mindset, to help you continue to develop. Something that I did with personal development, that was something that I never did. Before I started coaching, personal development was like a foreign language. I was like, I don't even know what that is. So when I became a coach and it became a part of something we did every day, I had to figure out how to make that a habit, because it was not something that I was already doing. It was something that I had to weave in, right? So I anchored that habit to certain things in my day. Showering. Every single time I turn on the shower, I play a podcast or an audiobook. Getting ready, like when I'm doing my makeup, every single time I'm doing my makeup, I play a podcast or an audiobook. Driving. When I'm driving in the car, instead of music, I'm playing a podcast or an audiobook. So it's those anchors, and then the simple tiny behavior is pushing play. I don't have to commit to listening to one chapter. I don't have to commit to listening to one full podcast. All I have to do is do my anchor. So take a shower, get ready, drive a car, whatever my anchors are, and then push play. And whatever happens after that is like bonus, right? So then my celebration would be something I always tell myself whenever I'm doing positive habits, I'm one step closer to becoming the person I want to be. So it would be doing that and then saying that to myself, I'm one step closer to becoming the person I want to be. And as you hear those things and as you create those little habits every day, those are the things that will literally change your life. So I want you guys to just kind of think about, okay, so what are some things that I want to change right now? And how can I just think small? I always say, dream big, act small. And the acting small, those are the habits. Those are the little things. Those are the things that small change is what creates a really big, awesome, incredible life. Small, daily actions, rinse and repeat day after day, not just some of the time, all of the time, are what are going to literally skyrocket your life in the direction that you want to go. And so anytime that you're feeling overwhelmed about your goals or feeling overwhelmed about change or feeling overwhelmed about your health journey or whatever, your business, your marriage, your relationship, like bring it back to, okay, what's something I can do today? What's something I can do every day that I can anchor? Maybe it's with your marriage. Maybe it's giving your spouse a kiss every single night, no matter what. We all go to sleep. Generally, it's with our spouse. And what a simple, tiny habit to get into, making sure that you kiss your spouse before you go to bed every single night. That will just kind of give that a little love bucket, like put a coin in your love tank, right? With your kids, maybe it's something that you do every single time you see them in the morning. Maybe you say something to start the day that's encouraging, that starts you guys off on the right foot. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's just being mindful and intentional about those little things that then you can build on, right? Maybe it's how you react when your kids are fighting, right? This is where it really can get impactful, because when we learn these things, we can apply them in every area of our life. When my kids fight, it literally makes me want to scream like a crazy person. So my natural instinct would be to yell and freak out and all the things. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I have my moments when momster comes out and I am legit crazy lady. But for the most part, if I can like breathe, I can talk kindly, I can separate them and get the story from both of their sides before freaking out and like losing all of my marbles, then we can handle the situation. So how we react, that's a habit. Are we yellers? Like I know lots of parents struggle because they're yellers naturally. And I am naturally a yeller. Like that's my first instinct. So it has taken a lot of work to tone it back and to create new habits where I react differently. And that then becomes your norm.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So it's not just habits don't just have to do with your health or your business or whatever. Like habits literally touch every area of our life. The other morning, it was a Saturday morning, and I wake up at 4:30. Well, normally it's 5, but right now I'm waking up at 4:30 every morning and I start my morning routine. So Monday through Friday, 4:30 a.m., I have my morning routine. It's like rinse and repeat. I love it. I get excited to wake up in the morning and like take care of myself and fill my cup first. But on Saturday and Sunday, I allow myself to sleep in. And I set my alarm just in case I like really get into a deep sleep, but I never actually sleep until my alarm. So I had my alarm set last Saturday for 8 o'clock. Well, JD had to leave. He had to leave, and JD and I do our morning routine together. That's my husband. So JD had to leave that morning to go do cow stuff. So he wakes up, it was like 5:30, and part of our morning routine is going into our living room, turning on the fireplace, and we turn it on, and then it does like this, click, 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 and that's when it turns on. So I am sleeping, my alarm is set, I was ready to sleep in, and I hear this, and the fireplace turns on, and I literally jump out of bed and go and wake up and do my morning routine because that trigger, that anchor that literally in my brain went, oh no, it's go time, let's go. I have so many positive, like that was like a dopamine hit. So many positive feelings for my morning routine and what it means for just my day and how it sets me up, that the second I heard that subconsciously while I was sleeping, I got out of bed and was like ready to go. And that is the power. When that happened, I was like, oh my gosh, this is unreal. How much this drives us. Because there's all sorts of anchors in our day. Mid-afternoon. How many of you moms, mid-afternoon, after a crazy day with the kids, they're screaming, they're fighting, they're whatever, you're anxious, you're stressed. How many of you go to the pantry and look for a quick pick-me-up? That is when I have to be super mindful because it is so easy to just go reach for something for a quick fix, feel good in the moment. I deserve this. It's been a hard day. Like how many of us, and you get into that routine and before long, it hits 4 o'clock every single day. You're going in and you're reaching for some chocolate or you're reaching for an Oreo or you're reaching for whatever. And that becomes a part of your daily habits. You can shift that just as easily by being mindful of it and instead going to have an apple and peanut butter or going to have something where you just shift it. You just do a simple shift. And it really is those little things that we, one, raising our awareness around how we operate is so important. So that this is already going to help. You're going to start to be mindful of the things that you do, rinse and repeat every single day. And you'll notice you are like a robot. You are doing the same similar things. And the things that are driving you further away from your goals are obviously the things that we want to shift. So obviously, if I want to stay feeling good and not start to let my I just don't feel healthy and confident if I start to get fluffy and soft. That's just not when I feel good. My energy levels aren't as good. I just don't feel as confident. So if I have habits around an afternoon snack when I'm picking myself up from a hard mom day or late at night when JD and I watch a show and I'm grabbing some treats and like making it this big to do, that becomes your norm. That is not leading me closer to my goals. That's leading me further away. So if I start to get in that phase and I can just course correct a little bit and shift, I don't have to cut that stuff out all the time. I can simply shift what I'm grabbing, right? I can shift. I can have some veggies and hummus instead. I can have, like I said, apples and peanut butter. I can make a yogurt parfait. I can have something else that's still going to be satisfying, still going to be kind of like a pick-me-up, but it's not going to derail me. Same with nighttime, having like a go-to snack, a go-to treat that's not going to derail you. Speaking of treats treats and habits. This is something that I get questions a lot about, so I'll just bring it up while we're chatting about it. One of the things that has, I think, been eye-opening to me is how no matter what we want, we cannot rely on motivation and willpower to carry us through. I think so many of us feel like failures all the time because you're like, why can I not just stick with my goals? Why can I not just stick with the things that I told myself I wanted? I know I want to lose 10 pounds. Why am I eating ice cream right now? I know I want to whatever. Why am I doing this? And that's the fact of the matter is we are naturally going to cave. We cannot rely on motivation and willpower to carry us through. So what we can do is we can make good choices that are going to lead us closer to our goals, easy and convenient. And we can make the bad choices, the choices that are going to derail us, harder and less convenient. So what does this look like for treats? This is what brought it up. For treats, I love ice cream. You guys, like, I love ice cream. I always have room for it. No matter how full I am at dinner, I will always find room for ice cream if it's around. And so because I know that, I'm one, like, I fit in all the things I love in my lifestyle. So I have ice cream generally, like, most weeks. I think every week I usually have ice cream at least once. But if I had a tub of ice cream in my freezer, I would probably have it every night, because every night I would make an excuse for why I needed it or why I deserved it or why it was okay that I had it tonight and I could get back on track tomorrow or whatever, because it's just too dang easy. And our willpower gets weaker as the day goes by. That is why the mornings are so powerful, because our willpower is strong. Our motivation is high. We have a fresh start. The morning hour is literally magic, you guys. And as the day goes on, our willpower gets weaker and weaker and weaker. That is why you can make all the good choices in the morning and afternoon, and come dinner time, you're like eating all the things and you're like, what just happened to my life? I was so motivated and excited this morning about my goals, and now I'm sitting in this tub of ice cream. That is not because you're a failure, and it is not because you are at fault. It is not. There's nothing wrong with you. That is human. You are normal. But I promise you, if you're wanting to change, we've got to just be proactive about creating an environment that lets us thrive, right? So instead of keeping a tub of ice cream, whenever we want ice cream, we make it an event. We live like 20 minutes outside of town. So when we want to get ice cream, we drive into town, we go get it as a treat. We don't get a tub of ice cream. We get one ice cream, like a Cold Stone or a Dairy Queen or whatever. We go and have it, and it's an event, and it's a night, and it's fun, and then it's done. It's not in our house every single night, where I would literally be eating it every single night. So lots of my challengers will ask me, like, how do you stay on track? How do you stay away from the sweets? You guys, I'm not a superhuman. I love sweets just like the rest of us. But we have to be smarter than our willpower. We have to just learn better. We have to have better behaviors, because that is what will dictate everything. We cannot rely on us to make the right choice in the moment. We just can't. We can do that some of the time. I'm not saying you have to give in all the time and, like, that's okay. We can make good choices some of the time, and our willpower will carry us through, but it will not carry us through all of the time. And so just making it more convenient to make healthy choices, less convenient to make unhealthy choices, is going to make it easier to make the good choice, right? Not having ice cream obviously makes it a lot easier to not have it at nighttime. When we have to drive into town to have it, that's a harder choice. And when we go in to make that choice, we fully enjoy it, and it's guilt-free, and it is on purpose. It is not just because I'm in a moment where I'm like diving in the ice cream and then I feel guilty about it. This would, same thing, like for veggies, making healthier options easier to grab, prepping them early, putting them in sight. Putting them, like, when you open your fridge, you see your snackable veggies right there, instead of seeing chips and crackers and fruit snacks and all the things that are easy to grab and convenient, put those, if you buy those, put them really high in your pantry, like where you have to get a ladder to even reach them. And then if you go and get them, it's on purpose. And you meant to do it. It's not just because you're having a weak moment and you're just like eating your feelings. Does that make sense? There's just certain things, little things that over time will make a big difference. So say waking up in the morning, another example. Waking up in the morning is hard for a lot of people. They're like, I get messages probably every single day that are like, how do you wake up every morning? How are you not tired? What time are you going to bed? And I will do a whole entire podcast explaining my morning routine, what it looks like, why I do it, all of the things. But for this, if you can't get out of bed in the morning, make it easier to get out of bed and make it more inconvenient to stay in bed. So if your phone is your alarm and it's right next to your bed and it's really easy to hit the snooze and then it's really easy to grab your phone and just scroll and stay in bed scrolling and getting lost in Facebook land and Instagram world and not getting out of bed and taking action on your life, make those things harder to do. So set your alarm, put it in the other room, put it in front of, if you have a baby, this is my favorite trick. If you have a baby, we all know that you do not wake a sleeping baby. So if you set your alarm and you put it in front of your baby's room, if it's close enough that you can hear it, ours is right across our room. If you put your phone right in front of their door, you better believe that the second it starts going off, I am hitting the ground running, sprinting to that phone to turn it off, so that it doesn't wake up my baby. And by the time I'm awake and running to get the alarm off, I'm not going back to bed. I'm already up. I'm already out of bed. I'm going to take action on what I told myself I was going to do, right? So in that moment, it was easier to get out of bed to avoid my daughter from waking up and ruining the entire morning and that time you have versus setting the alarm next to your bed, turning it off 5 times, scrolling and laying in bed. Like, just make the good choices easy to make. Make the bad choices inconvenient. Does that make sense? So I obviously am like super obsessed with habits. I'm obsessed with the power. I know even with my own health, I get messages a lot that are like, okay, how many hours do you actually work out a day to get the results you have? How many workouts are you actually doing? And I'm like, girls, I'm doing one workout, usually 30 minutes a day, but I've done it for 7 years. So that's why I am such a believer in the power of these little, small, daily choices. If you eat one meal that's healthy, you're obviously not going to lose 20 pounds and feel confident in your skinny jeans and whatever. Just like if you have one hamburger and fries and a donut, you are not going to go all the way backwards and feel terrible and gain all your weight back. That is not how it works. And that's the beauty of it, because we can fit in all of the things we love in life when the majority of the choices we make are in alignment with our goals. It doesn't mean we have to be 100% 100% of the time. But if we can make good choices our norm, we don't have to fight it every single day and have that friction, and we can make the bad choices just part of like fun celebrations and like every now and then, we can live a life that has moderation. We can live a life that is always growing us and pushing us and helping us thrive. We can live a life that is fulfilling, and it's simple, you guys. It's not hard to do. So after you get off this podcast, I want you guys to just make a list. What are some of the daily actions that you are making that aren't in alignment with your goals? And then what are some tiny behaviors that you can create? One tiny behavior, like if you're a nighttime ice cream person, what's one tiny behavior that you can shift? Instead of grabbing the ice cream, grabbing some berries instead, or something like that. Instead of grabbing the ice cream, go chug a thing of water with a little bit of natural flavor or something. Like, those are the little choices that we can swap out that will over time yield awesome results. In your business, you can do the same thing. Maybe you're not doing something that you need to do. How can you anchor in a habit to something you're already doing in life, like the PD thing that I was talking about? I was already driving. I was already taking a shower. I was already doing my makeup some of the days. How could I anchor a habit that I had to create to the things that you're already doing? This is how you can create changes that stick. You're not going to just do them for a phase and then give up. But I promise you, this will not be the last podcast I do on habits. This is something that I'm super passionate about because it literally has transformed my entire life. And I've seen it transform so many of my own challengers and coaches that I feel like I need to continue to teach this. So if there's something specific when it comes to habits, when it comes to discipline, when it comes to choices, when it comes to morning routine, nighttime routine, whatever it is, message me. So as I'm wrapping this up, I just want to remind you that you are not your behavior. Just because you haven't figured out how to do the things that you want to do does not mean you're a failure, does not mean you are a terrible person, does not mean that you won't ever be able to change. We are a product of our environment, right? We only can do what we know. So as you continue to learn and as you continue to grow your knowledge in these areas, we're able to course correct a little bit and we're able to implement and we're able to do new things. So don't ever get down on yourself and always look at the situation from an outsider perspective. Like if you're not getting the results that you're wanting, it's not because you are a failure. It's because the recipe just isn't quite right. So how can you tweak the recipe? And that's all we're doing every single day. If we're not yielding the results that we want on our health journey, if we're not getting the results that we want in our business, if we're not getting the results that we want in our marriage, in our relationship, in our family life, how can we tweak the recipe? How can we show up a little bit differently every single day? And like I said earlier, one of the things that I hear every single morning after I'm done listening to my affirmations and my vision, my app, I use the ThinkUp app. It tells me you are one step closer to becoming the person you want to be. We have that every single day. We have that opportunity to become one step closer to the person that we want to be. So I'm going to challenge you today to just do one more thing, one thing that's going to bring you one step closer to becoming the person that you want to be. And then do that tomorrow. And then do that the next day. And you don't have to overhaul your life all in one day. But if you can make these tiny habits and these tiny behaviors part of your norm, that is when you will one day wake up and be like, how did I create this epic life? And you'll look back and realize that it was the tiny choices. And that's the power that we have every single day as we create these habits. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams. Because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.